Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
And so yesterday we got up to where? Chamisha b'shevet Abishka. Remember, like we did remain, we spoke about Sid Namir, so like it's not a problem of Dichush. We offered ways to get out of this problem, why it's not Yichush or Simon that we have. And also when it says there's Me'ila by Shevet Abishka, what does it mean? I mentioned the Mechaschino, the Abdeneser, there's an Abdeneser. If there is Mila Mamish, or it means the love of the Tsar Adam Le'Yisach, even mentioned in Mesilas Yashar. HaMashuach b'Shevet Abishka, Tana Rabbana. Mashiach. Yochel Melech, maybe it refers even to a Melech, and he is Koyin. Tabadlayer Koyin, Koyin HaMashiach. He Koyin Yochel Merubah Begadim, Tabadlayer HaMashiach. He Mashiach, Yochel Mashiach Bochama. Maybe it means regular Koyin, or he's Mashiach Bochama. The one that's the Hasle Mashiach, to be in charge of the troops, to be Oisha Yorei Barach HaLevav, Tabadlayer HaKoyin HaMashiach, She'ena Mashiach al Gabov. My, Mashma, what does that mean? How do you know that? In the Abba Rava, like it says, the Hei Hayediya, like Ha Yerech HaMayumenis, Sheba Yerech, Ha Chanami HaMashiach HaMayumen Sheba Mashuchen. He's the one that's the most extreme, the most cautious. Amar Mashiach. Yochel Melech, Melech. What do you mean? There's going to be a Melech? Melech, Paru de Maisi. What do you mean? So let's say it means that. It's going to be the Par. We know that a Melech brings the Sawyer, the Sawyer Nasi. Going to buy Sawyer de Maisi. Yitzrach. So the Melech Amin al Shigis Maisa. Yavi Sawyer al Helem Dover, Yavi Par. Come on, we're going to get the same things. I might have had a Habamina. That the whole din of Parkayna Mashiach is only where it's a hell of dover. And, maybe, by Avodah Zarah, where it's a, not Avodah Zarah, I'm sorry. Not that, by a regular, by a chet, that's not only Mashiach Yatz Baisa, that's where the Torah was Mechadish, the din of his Sawyer. Well, that's well that it's not like that. The din is, that a Kaina Mashiach is always chayv for that. He's not, there's never going to be chayv merely Mashiach's Maisa alone. They always have to be a Kaina Mashiach. And let's say he's not a Kaina Mashiach. What does he bring? Kisbar Sirin. A regular carpet. A regular chattis. Mashmallah. Eime Mashiach b'shevet ha-mishcha ela b'mermurba b'gadim is only the deed of a par. Like we mentioned, this is all Talia de Machlokes. That's how we paskin. Talk about Svisa to look for a mayor. Here, Rabbi Mayor, Tanya, Maruba Magada, maybe Par, Balakala Mitzvah, Stephen Mayor. Rameyer argues with everything we're saying for the last several blood. Rameyer holds that a Maruba Magada in the spot by Shady. Also brings a Par. Elia Haidu Lokachonit. The Rabbanan were not minded to him. Why, by time in the Rameh, the Sadia Mashiach, Eitli, Ella Mashuach, B'Shem, and HaMishka. Meruba Begadim Minayin. How do you know that a Meruba Begadim brings it to Abadlever, Akaida Mashiach? Bimbayu Kipta, Isaac Rabbanan. Eba Seifa. I, the Seifa, we learned, Ebe Kain Mashabish. Lekayin Sha'ovar. There's no difference between the Kaina Mashabish, Lekayin Sha'ovar. Elapar Yema Kippurim Naziris Oefa. Asa, the Rabbi Meir. Yeah, what are we saying? Eim in the Sefer that says there's no difference between the Kain HaMashavish, the Kain Shavar, Elapar Yema Kippurim Naziris Oefa. That Nechara comes out like Rabbi Meir. The Sadia, like we learned, like we've been saying all along, Yirabob Sul Mikayagano. Let's say you had to impeach. Or be misalik the kayin gadol yavar the imam of sul the kayin gadol the avar rubino kayin a kayin acher taklof and they had to replace him with a substitute. Harishin, when Harishin, the first one, when they reinstated him, because the psul went off, he was Tameh, let's say, became a Balkari. And then they reinstated him. So they go, he goes back and he resumes his regular position. What happened to the substitute? Basheni called Mitzvah Kahuna Alam. Remeir holds that what? He'll be able call Mitzvah Kahuna Kahuna what Kahuna Kahuna Gedailo. He's gonna have, and let's say he's gonna be Mishabish. He'll be Mishabish with Shmaita Begadim. He's gonna have Shmaita Begadim. He's not gonna be demoted at all, and he'll be able to resume all of his duties. He'll have the same status. But Rabbi Yaisi, I bet Risha Chayshin Lava Dasal. The Shani is in limbo. The Shani ain't alright. He cannot do the Avaida, like Rabbi Meir said, Avaida's Kayin Gavel, he cannot do that. The low, the Kayin Hedyan, nor will he be able to do a Kayin Hedyan, and Rabbi Yaisi, Maisa, Biaisa, Ben Elan, Elan, Mitzi, Parashim, Rabbi Psul, Kayin Gavel. Kayin Gavel, he can't do, they didn't allow him to do it. Kohen Gadol, why can he not be a Kohen Gadol? There's no such thing as the Kohen Gadol. The reason is Mishum Eva. Can't be a Shnei Melachim. Kohen Hanyit. And the reason for the Kohen Mishum Eva, the Kohen is V'yayin by reading. He can't do that Kohen Hanyit. And of course, this is the Kasha that tastes different asked in different places. What do you mean? If he has conditions, Kayin Gadol, then of course he can't do the Avaida with the Kayin Hanyit, because of Mechusar Megadim, with the beer of Dvarim and the Gemara. But the Gemara means that this is where Tosfos comes at different places, in Yuma and Megillah. And Tosfos says, we would be able to be Mesalakim Bepeh, Keshem Shenishmada Bepeh, in the same way also they'd be able to be Mesalakim Bepeh, and to reinstate him to be a Kohen Hanyit, to demote him. And therefore, it's not a problem of Mechusar Megadim or Riboy Megadim. It wouldn't be a problem of that. He became a Kohen Hanyit. But we need this Svara to explain why he can't, why they would not be willing, even though they can, they would not be willing to demote him at his level of Kedusha. Once a Kohen Gadol, always a Kohen Gadol, and it's same meaning, even though technically they'd be able to do it, they would never demote his status from being a Kohen Gadol to a Kohen Hedyot, even though they could. Therefore, if they could, there would not be a problem of Ribui Begadim by him. There would not be a more Mechusar Begadim. It would be able, he'd be able to do it with four Begadim, but they would never want to do it with four Begadim to demote him. And the reason is because by the Kodesh, the Lamarina, they don't want to lower the level of Kedusha.
He's in limbo.
Which means what? That's according, so what do we have? See, he's in limbo only in the sense because we're locked into a corner, we can't have any, we can't do anything with him. So what is he? He really has Kedusha's Kayin Gadol. He's in Kedusha's Kayin Gadol without portfolio. He's not going to be able to do anything. He's not going to be able to do anything because whatever he's going to do, he's going to have to do it with Shmaita Begadim, and because of Ava, they don't want him to do it.
Can you figure out the worm from the wood?
What? Anybody can pick out worms from the wood. No, anybody can pick out worms from the wood. What? No, nobody has to wear. You can wear your street clothes for that. Jonathan is asking, what is it he wears? Nobody can pick out them over there. You go to the Lishka Soleitzim or something, and you're until two or two by off. Even though the Kahanim did it, but there was no difference. They could wear the street clothes for them. Reisha Rabbana, the Sefer of Meir. Reisha, so what do we say? The Reisha is going to come out, be a living Rabbeyer. Remember the Rabbana, that the Par is something that only goes by Kovashia. The Sefer is Rabbeyer. Because if Rabbi Meir holds that a Ruba Begadim could do it, can't be the Reisha there, the Sefer. We're saying what? It goes like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Achizde, and Reisha Rabbanim, the Sefer Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Hevanosim, Aladim, and Stagvai. It depends. Rebbe holds like one and one holds like Rebbe in the other aspect. And that's the din that we have. Like we said yesterday, the skan, whenever we talk about the word skan, we're talking about the Kaina Meshabesh, like Rashi, that is the one who is referred to as the skan. The Rambam holds that's not who the skan is, and it creates problems how to learn the Gemara in Yuma, or how to learn the Gemara in Nazir. What is the skan, according to the Rambam? The Rambam holds the skan is a gabbai. He's the gabbai who always is there to accompany the Kohen Gadol wherever he goes.
So you can't push him up on
the
kippah, you have to pick somebody else.
No, somebody else. Maskeinu lo kayin gacher, it's not the skan.
Right.
Going to the rabbi, it's a separate thing. When we learned Nazir, we talked about this. Going to the rabbi of Shid, whatever Rashi, in Yuma, Titus, whatever Rashi talks about the skan, he talks about the kayin gadol's replacement. The Rambam does not do that. The Rambam holds the skan is a skan, separately.
Right.
If you want, maybe I can read. I really should not do it. Really, because we have time, but maybe I would just read the Rambam. It's good times for everybody to know the Rambam, even though it means a couple of minutes. The Rambam is in Klei HaMikdash. Everybody should know this Rambam. But they talk about it in Nazir. Hashem's had to learn the Gemara Nazir, the Gemara Yuma, the Lamentes, at the beginning of Tarek B'Kalfi.
Rabbi Perik Dalet Halacha Tes Zayin.
Yeah, it's right here. I'm in Perik Dalet here.
Halacha Tes Zayin.
I hear he says again. Bitmanin Kayin Echad
Acher. Does Rabbi have Acher or Echad?
Yeah, I have. No, it's a Bitmanin Kayin Echad.
Really?
Yilakayin Gadol. Yeah, it should be a Kayin. Misa Gaba. Bitmanin, we're going to be Bitmanin, a Kayin Echad. At Yilakayin Gadol, Kimo Mishpilo Melech. He should be like to the Kayin Gadol. Like a Mishnah Melech. What's that? It means it's like he's there with the Shabbos and Skabbat. The Hu HaNikra Skan. That's the one who's referred to as a Skan. And what does he do? The Hu HaNikra Mamunah. He's also called the Mamunah. The year I made the Yamin Kayin Gadol Tamid. Wherever the Kayin Gadol does, he follows him around like a leech. Well, Mamish, the following, you really get sick of him, I guess. You leave me alone already. What do you have? Wherever I go, I turn to the right, you're there.
Yeah.
Go to the left, you're there. They leave me alone already. He must like him very much. He is annoying. He has to learn not to annoy people. The year I'm in the Yemen, go tub it. And why do you have him? The Zek covered Hulo. The Cholak I had him. Mi tachas yad haskan, and all the other kaihanim are subservient to the skan, underneath the level of the skan. But that's his tafkid. He's the kohen gadol's gabbai, and he's there out covered. Kohen gadol goes down the block, he accompanies the kohen gadol. He goes over there to yell at somebody. He goes there. He's always there to follow him around. That's his skan. He doesn't even say a word about substituting for him and for the Avadis Yom HaKippur, where it becomes Tameh.
Even outside the base of the Mikdash, follows him around?
Yeah, he's supposed to be in the Mikdash all day. The Rambam says, my God, level. But this, wherever he goes, he's there to accompany him. He says, it's much more than a secretary, but he says, Gabbai. Huh?
Gabbai.
No. Who's Gabbai? More than a Gabbai. Yeah, he's there to follow him around like a leech. So that's it. Now, so the Shaila is how it works. Because the Gemara does say, the Gemara talks about the case where he and the Skan are going to the Derech and they discover a base who's the one that becomes the Tomer, eh? You know, the Gemara says, when a Skan or a regular Kohen Gadol goes to the Dinim that we have in Nazir and here, so that shows how the Rambam learns those cases now. Rabbi Yosef Omar, Rabbi Alimanos Alimanatanai. Rava Omar, Reb Shimonhi. Bisava Alaka Rabbeyer, Bechadab Alakalai Bechadab. Bisavya Rabbeyer, Reb Shimon, holds like Rabbeyer in one aspect, the Gabi Par, Gabi, the Din, a Par Bal Kalam Mitzvahs, and the Gabi, the replacement. The Sadia, Dvarim Shemein Kayin, Gadol Kayin Hadyet, Elohim. These are the differences between a Kayin Gadol and a Kayin Hadyet. Par Habal, Koha Mitzvahs. Okay. Upar Yom HaKippurim. Basiris Olefa, of course. The Chavitit. Also, Velo Parem, which we'll see what that is, and comes in Ovel. The Kayin Gadol is not Pareo Pirim. He doesn't tear his begadim and let his hair get wild, disheveled. Avalu Pirim Manal Mata. According to this, he does tear his begadim.
Which
begadim? It's private? Yeah. Avalu Pirim Lamata. By Hedit Milo. Let's see what that is. What is this? I mean, Lamata means Lamata where? Down at the bottom, close to the ground? Or it means something else. Let's see. The Ain Mitabe the Craven. But he also, God was not Mitabe the Craven. Was Rao Psula. The Osir Balmana. And also, Kai God was, of course, Mazar Saritzea. Ubakri Vainan, even where he's an Aina and somebody died. He's back with an Aina. The Aina was, but he doesn't eat Kutchim when he's an Aina. The Aina Chaylik. They're to divide up the Kutchim or Lachma Panik. Makrib Chaylik Bereish. The Naito Chaylik Bereish. When he divides up, he takes his part first. Lumishabesh Mishmai to Caleb. Chalabadis Yamaki Purim. It's Aina Ksherim Elabo. It's only Kutchim with him. We'll put her out now. Now what else does? You hear this, Baruch David, you hear this. Upater al Tumas Mikdash Mikadoshav. According to this, he's going to be Potter or Tumas Mikdash Mikadoshav. Means what? That if he goes in Betuba, he's Potter from doing that. Not like it's going to be Talin the Rabbah Ben Raven that we said, Talin Rab Yesi Aglili, that we had, whether or not he brings an Isle of the Iron. He might be Potter. The Rabbah holds on his Chayiv. The Raven says that he's Potter. Now look at this is the key point that we have here, the punchline. The punchline of this Tana, of this Brisa is all of these things, it doesn't make a difference. Is he Meruba Begadim or is he a Mashiach? The Kulad Manayagin be Meruba Begadim. Chusmi Parah Mevi al Kol HaMitzvahs, except for the Par. The Kulam Nayagim of Mashiach She'ovar. And they also all are Nayag by Mashiach She'ovar. Utripar Yemaki Purim. Vasir Soefa. All of them are Nayag. Except for those things. The Kulam Nayagim of Mashiach Mocham. And so what do we have over here? Here we have it then. Look, I mean, this then, it applies according to Rabbi Meir. What does it say? The Kulam Nayagim and Meruba Begadim, except for a Pahara, maybe I'll call on mitzvahs. Obviously, this is not Reb Meir. It's a Chachamim. Then what does it say right after that? It says what? The Kulam Nayagim, maybe I'll call on mitzvahs. The Kulam Nayagim, Meshuach She'ovar. They're all like, now who is that? That's Reb Meir. Because according to Reb Yaisi, that then is not true. According to Rabbi Yaisi, he can't do it. Says Shane Ana Roy Lo Lakai Gadam Lo Lakai Hedjit. You the world say Pesher. Yeah, you're not.
Rabbi, what does Mashiach Sha'avar mean? Is it Meruba Begadim Sha'avar or only a Meshuach Sha'avar?
Mashmoz here doesn't make a difference. Remember, but
it won't make a difference, right?
Only because of Geshem Shalishmanim Bepek Ech
Mistalik Bepek. So why does he use the word Mashiach Sha'avar?
Either. This part will not make a difference, though. That's just the way of them saying it. Because we're referring to that. The kulam ain't noegin, and now these things mechlal are not noegin b'mshuch mochaba. Chutz mehedvar b'amorim b'parsha. Now, mashul mochaba is sort of a babish like a quasi status. He's babish like a twilight zone type of kedusha. Why? What? Lo pay reya b'loy pyrim. In that aspect, he has a din of a kai gogol. He's not pay reya pyrim. Also, the eight of a top of the Kriven, he's sort of a pseudo Kayan Gadol. The eight of a top of the Kriven, and he's also Buzar al Absula. The Osar be al Mada, he's also Osar the Marian al Mada. And also, he's Mazar Asar Itseyach, Dibi Rabbi Yehuda. Chabi Maimrim, in that sense, Edo Mazar, he's not Mazar the right Seyach. I mean, he could do the Avodah, but Lumaisa, the way we pass him, how many Begadim does he wear when he does the Avodah? No, but Shmeida Begadim or Dalim Begadim. Yeah, Avada. We pass him, he does it only with Dalim Begadim. That's what I'm saying, he's sort of a pseudo Kayin Gadol. He's Mechoyim an Almana, Muzer an Almana, he's married on a Psula, he might even be Mazar Saratseyah. All these Nidim that we have. He's not Pareo Pirim. And yet, when he does the Avodah, he has to use Dalim Begadim. Because it does. You see that he's not all or, you see he's not all or nothing. He's in a way, the Kedusha is a bifurcated Kedusha. The Kedusha of a Meshuv Lachaba. And remember, behind me, my happy answer of Shemini, Amr of Papa Bat Shabbos, and Yom HaPater, I'll do my Shemini, that's what Shemini. We do see over here, because he's Pater, that's why the Rabbah paskins that he's fired and that he doesn't grip Shimon. That's why the Rabbah paskins in Shkogis that he's fired to his Mikdash Mikadoshov. Because he doesn't hold like a Yachid Reb Shimon. Here, when the Gemara said before, it goes on leaving the Reb Shimon who sort of makes a Pshara. Yeah, he makes a Pshara. The Rabbah doesn't hold like Reb Shimon's Pshara. That's why he holds that he's chayvin to his mikdash mikadosha. But Reb Shimon holds that a kain gadol is not. Truth be, hey, gvar ba'amorim b'parsha. Be not immediately, how do you know? That is that, the Tanur Rabbanan. Ba'a kain ha'gadol b'yecha, ze kain gadol sh'yutzak ha'roshay shemin ha'mishcha, ze v'shuach b'l'chaba. U'ba'le immediately is yadol l'ilmash es ha'bgadim, ze b'ruba b'gadim. Al kulam, hu aymer. By all of them, it says what? Roshay lo yifrei, he's not allowed to grow his hair long. Uvigada of lo yifrei, but he's not allowed to tear his begadim when, he becomes an oval. They are called nafshay space lo yavo. Yachal yuhu kula makrivim aydina. Maybe everybody's able to do the avaida when he's an aydina. But laimar no, kinezer shemen mishchas elokav alov. A love, well, Kayin Gadol, it's only on the Kayin Gadol, not Al Chavera. The only one who has this special dispensation is the Kayin Gadol, Kayin HaMashiach. The Achar Shechoku Akosu, Nu, Yacholoi Hebetsum Al Absula. Mechatesi, if he's not going to do that, so Mehadi, maybe he shouldn't be Mechoyim Al Absula. Tabad Leimar, the who? Kitanoi, like we have in Brisa. Vahu, vihu, isha b'sala yikach. Acha shechilik akosuv. Half of the Torah was mechalik. Between him and the regular Kayin Gadol, we have what? The Torah is marba, shechil rimba. Dibrei, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, I don't know. Ein liyelo she'ovar machbas kiryo. Machbas mumam linayin. That which we say, that which we say that there's a din that he's mitzuvah, he has a din of a kayin gadol. Maybe it only applies b'makom where it was a temporary substitution. Ela she'over machbas kiryo. What about if it was a permanent impeachment? Talmud Leimar, the Rabbit has, how do you know that he has all the dinim of Kayin Gadol over there also? That's where the Reboy comes. And we have this, a somewhat of a chiddush. We should bring back this also. We know until now we had, what was the din if a person became a mitzayra? What is it, the person, who became the mitzayra where he lost his status?
Melvin.
A melech. Until now we had an older rabbis from Melvin Amelech. We didn't talk about a kind of becoming a mitzayra. We did have the status by a melech. A melech becomes a mitzayra. The Gemara says, Melech becomes a mitzayra. Does he bring a sire? Does he not bring a sire? The Gemara says that he brings the sire because he's an Asher. He thinks that, and therefore all the dinim that we have, he doesn't lose his status of being like that. But now the Gemara says, what about a Kayin Gadol who became a mitzayra? What happens about him? Here we have again, is he allowed to marry an almana or not? What is this din? What's the status when it becomes a mitzayra? He becomes a mitzayra, he's totally repudiated, or it's only a temporary setback? See the Rashi, the second column. Is he repudiated from that? Where there is no kahuna gedayla, loy potar, umutar be almana. And what will happen? He did not potter him, and he's mutter. According to this sad, he's going to be mutter be almana. Going for this. No, vice versa, he's not going to be able to do that. Which we learn out from here is Vahu. Well, the way Rashi learns it over here, again, what? Rashi says, the afilu of our rishon machmas mumo. He's usher the almana stara of gadol bizeh. We shall be the minah the afilu achi usher the almana. Even in that case where it's a mum kavua, and because of that he's not eligible to be a kohen gadol. He's still going to remain a kohen gadol. It's going to be us or be almana. And therefore, Baba Lehudim Avnachum, Rapapa, Tanina, he kissed him and gave him his daughter. Yeah. Now, there are different ways to learn the Gemara. I'm not saying it because we're really pressed for time over here, so I'm really rushing somewhat. But the Taisarash, if you look at the Taisarash, looks like it brings on the Ramah.
Yeah, but Rabbi, by us, it's different Masel Rabbi Kiva Aymer. Everyone with the new Gemaras has that.
Yeah.
Eight lines.
In
the new Gemaras, it's Rabbi Akiva Aymer. It's three lines.
Rabbi Akiva Aymer, followed by Mashiach Shenitzara. Rabbi Akiva Aymer.
We have it by Enli Yava. Okay, we have
I don't know what this is.
Enli Yelisha Ava Machas.
In your print, my print, it's the wide lines. Eight lines are eight lines down for the wide print. Okay, if you take a look at that, you see different ways, different alternatives. Kai Gadol, we just said, He's pirate mil mata of a hegit mil mile. Kain Gadol does not let his hair grow, and he does not, is not pirate. He does not go and tear his begadim. Now, but it does say over here a different thing. So what does he do? He's pirate mil mata, the hegit mil mata. What does below? What does above? What's below mean? What's above mean? Kain Gadol makrivainan. The Loyaisals, we all know that he's able to do the Avodah when he is when he becomes an oval. But he's not allowed to eat. By Hegit, Lo Makriv, Loyaisal. Omar Rav, what does it mean, Lamata? Lamata is Lamata Babish. It means at the bottom.
We take
Bleak tank. Bottom. Let's say he wears a tunic. He wears a tunic. He goes out, he tears it up from the bottom, from the hem on the bottom.
Like a slit skirt.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Yeah. A kilt.
Yeah, well, that's what happens.
Well,
it was killed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Omer, Labata, Babish. The Baila is Labaila Mamish on top, the upper hem. Ushmuel Omar, Labata Labata Bikabe Safa, the Maila Labaila Bikabe Safa. Everything is really doing on the top of the beggar. Is it above the hem or is it below the collar? Otherwise, when it, nobody else is all down, like down at the bottom of the robe, the tunic. Everybody else on the upper part. Question is the mamish above the hem? Where's it below the hem?
Is the chiv on it to do it?
Yes, be a chiv if to do it, yeah. The tirchiv kriya. There'll be a chiv karkar of kriya. Zev is zeb, it's sabar. They're both by the neckline. Basim eyal kola, basim kulam. Rotza babdil b'kabi safa shalom. Rotza eino babdil b'kabi safa shalom. That's where he wants to do it. By other mason, he could do it b'kabe safa or not b'kabe safa. Al other the alimo, mavdil, he is mavdil. Came to be alba, having car, since normally it is a good tearing. Karikad b'god of la Yifrayim. Therefore, it is called b'god of la Yifrayim because it's different than the way it normally would be. Shmuel Karavi Hiddesvira Leiti Omar Kol Kerash Eino Mavdil Safa. However, that which we say, according to Shmuel, it says, Lamata, Lamata, Mikabe Safa, Lamayla, Mikabe Safa. Everybody is, they're all both talking about the head, about the neckline. They're not talking. Shmuel does not give a head to only because it's referring to tearing down below the bottom of the beggar. Why does he say that? Because he holds Kol Kerash. Shadow Babdil Safa Shalom. Haino Alakara Shal Tiflus. That's nothing, and that's no significance whatsoever. Maybe when he was walking, he just got caught on a stone or a hanger or something like that. Umi Islay, Fainting Gemara. Umi Islay. The Rav Yehuda, who just said, it says, Shmoker of Yehuda's fear, like the Omar, called Kara, the Ada Mavdil is nothing. Frank the Gemara, does Rav Yehuda hold Kriya Mikhail Gadol? At all, even. Well, Tanya, we learned something was not the exact opposite. Ilumemba, Rosh, Lo Yifra, Ubegid, Lo Yifraim. Please, Yemba, Barosh, Ubegid, right, we would say that means Barosh. Please, Yemba, Barosh. Ubegged shall cite the Hakasa Vidaber. Tabad Leimar, es Reish Shai lo Yifra, Ubegadav lo Yifra, Sheino, the Priya, Upriya, Kol Iker, Divir Rav Yehuda. Nothing. There's nothing at all. And Rabbi Shmuel, I'm an Eino Pirim. All it means is, according to Shai, it's not Pirim in the normal way. Eino pyrim kiderek shmei yadam pyrim in the normal way. Elahu melmata ba'hegit melmaila. And Shmuel, Sarah Laka, Rabbi Yehuda Bechada, Pavlik Alei Bechada. Plus, Anachanabi, he held in one aspect like Rabbi Yehuda, the other one he held not like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, what Shmuel says, Labata is Labata, Labata Bekame Safa, Labaila Bekame. Therefore, in one aspect, he holds like him, but he does not hold like him. And call out Tadr Mechavero, Kaina Mischavero, Chalaba Kudish Mechavero, Kaina Mischavero, Paramashia, the Klolim and Kedima have, of course, we have the Dinam of Tadir, and the Dinam of Mekudish take precedence, what is Mekudish takes precedence over something that is a different level of Kedusha. Paramashiach Upar Ho'eda. What would you think if you had a par that a Kaina Mashiach has to bring? Or the parha of Davishel Tzibur. I think we would have said the parha of Davishel Tzibur comes first. After all, it's the carbon of a whole Tzibur. And the din is not like that. It's an exception to the whole thing. Why? Par Mashiach v'karho einam aydin. Par Mashiach kaidim lepar b'chol maisuf. There's kedima of the par of the kain gadol before the par of the Tzibur. Why? Midah ribi liyamar abay diyamar kra. Milvada ilus habiker get a shilder ilus atomid. Bentek save ilus habiker ilus atomid. Globally, why does it have to identify what it is? You know what it is. We know carbon tomid. Dachikaba rachman. Call the tiram b'tadima. From here we learn now the dinim of tadir. The call of a kudish mechavera. We have of course dinim that we have a parakol atadir. In Zvachim, that the din of the Tobit shall, the Tobit shall shachar. There are other dinim also besides, it's not stab it in Kadima. Yeah, we'll see coming up more about that. Chol ha-mekudish mechavera, who kind of is chavera? Mean Allah, and how do you know that? The Tanavir, we shall be kidashtim, the kidashto, the chol davisha bidusha, leif tayishin, leif varach reishayin, walito mariyaf amirishin. That he has the din of Kedima, from there, the din of the Kayin Gadol, we treat him with a preference, deference, that we have to, we treat him with, that the Chol Davar Shebidusha, Liftayach Rishon, Levarach Rishon, and of course, here we have the Machlokes, whether it only refers to Dvarim Shakedusha, like Brachis, or Benching, or Lechem Apanim. What about Sam? Preferential treatment that we have by the Kohen Gadol. Let's say they want to go take something to Teres Yerusha, Stam, with his brother, with other people, with his brother, something like that. So it's nothing to do with any religious aspect whatsoever. There's a line in the bank. There's a line at the bank. We have a Kohen Gadol or Kohen, or for that matter, a regular Kohen, or and everybody else. This is Dinah Mikdash. It has absolutely nothing to do with anything religious. If it's a question of, there may be people here and people sitting by Shalashudas or something like that. Yeah, and there's a Kayan there, that's one thing. What about the red line of in the bank? What about the, some of the Din of Kadibi, the red line for lunch? They have dead people, dead in Bakram, dead people around, they want to get to the line for lunch. So what it says, here he is. I have Kadibi over everybody else. I'm a Kayan. Lion bed more than a lady. But the drosha that we have right in the Kiddush, though. Oh, yeah, okay. But the rush, the reason why I'm saying it is because of the rush in Nedarim, Adav Sabach Beis. Says that's good, but applies by all the things also. Yeah. It does that. It does that part is not going to be. That part is loud enough, can that, yeah.
So why is that
the Parashat Shiach? No, wait. Good, very good. Now, Par Kaina Mashiach, what happened to that? Par Kaina Mashiach, a paraway to be not immediately. The Tanarab Baden, Bissarab Boso Kasher Sarab is a parmarishan. Here we have it says, Matam and Leimar Harishin. Sheherishin Kainim Lepar Ha'edim. Chol Baisim. It's a special drosha that we have. That the Par Kainim Mashiach takes precedence. Tanur Abad Par Kainim Mashiach. Lepar Ha'edim. Par Kainim Mashiach. Koinim lepar ha'ena b'chol b'aisav. Why? El Mashiach b'chaper v'yena b'chaperis. Miskaperis. Dinu she'yagdim ha'b'chaper l'miskaper. The reason is that he has is the one that he has the role of a b'chaper. Dinu she'yagdim ha'b'chaper from the miskaper. Now, because this is going to be totally, of course, in the machlokes that we have Rashi and Tesis and Kedushin, whether or not, whenever we talk, I should really mention it by this time, the end of the Masechta, whenever a parcha of Davar Shel Tzibur is brought, or a parcha HaMashiach is brought, we know the difference. The par brings it, the par of the Tzibur, the par of the Kain HaMashiach. Who does the Avodah?
I raised that, Rebbe.
Anybody can do the Avodah, Tosfos says.
And yeah, Rashi Rebbe quoted the Tosfos Yuma. Rebbe quoted
the Tosfos Yuma Nun Zion. Yuma, Tosfos Yuma, you mean Nun Zion.
What? Nun Zion, that's what Rebbe quoted. Nun Zion, Rebbe quoted.
But then we have the Rashi and Tosfos and Kedushin on Lamed Vav. Also, where we have the Machlokes Rashi holds that it's the Kohen Gadol that does it. Not like Tosfos. According to the way Rashi learns, this Gemara is very, it's even more partial. Because you have to have,
yeah.
Yeah. Because we took over here that the Avaida is not by the Kohen Gadol.
Yeah.
In both. So over here it's four.
Right.
Over there, they're the Miskaprim even. There is a kadima for him before Kahal Yisrael Parol Davar Shel Tzibur Oinem Lepar. Shall Avaidus Kaichavim? My time, what is the par, remember? Par of Avaidus Kaichavim. The reason is because that's, remember, an oila. Par Shogun is going to my time, high chatas, high oila. The Tanya, the Hikimis, Ashel, Achatas, Vishaina. Matab and Gleimar, why does it say that? In the Lane, Shetahe, Chatas, Vishaina. We know that the second one becomes a, when it comes to the Avodah Zarah, we know that the rule that we have all over is Chatas is always before the Kaibalad, and not only is it a Chatas Behema, Kaibalad Afil Chatas Oif, Kaidabis, the Yadus Behema. Even a Chatas Oif takes Kadima before the Yadus Behema. Par, however, par Avadis Kechavim. Kaidim, the Sayer Avadis Kechavim. There are different things. There are two exceptions. You're saying the exceptions. Very good. Yeah. The says it's Avodah Zarah and Sukkos. Yeah. Par Avodah Kechavim is before the Sayer of Avodah Kechavim. Now, how does that work? This is the exception that we have. The Par, remember, is an oila. So how could it be that the Par takes Kedima before the Sayer? That's the exception the David is referring to. The only other exception that we have for this is Sukkos. Shaila is whether all Milsafim of all the other Mayadim are compared to Sukkos or not. That was we spoke
Madani,
about.
Madani Moshe Simon Aleph.
Yeah. My Sefer of Simon on this.
Simon Aleph is beautiful.
That's Avad is Kabukaitim, the Sayer, Avad is Kaychavim, Amai. Hi Chatos, Vihai Oilo. Amri by Rava Mishveta, Rava Babari, Chatos Avadis Kaichavim, Chasera Aleph. The reason is because it doesn't have the same thing as a regular Chatos. Lachatos Ksiv without the Aleph. And Rava Amar Kamishpat Ksivay. When it says Kamishpat, it means the way the Psukim are written. Always, how are they written in Parshas Pinchas? The Ayla is before the Chatas. Norm, but when Abba became, even though it's written like that, always the Chatas comes before the Ayla. But over here it says the word Kamishpat. Therefore, it tells you the way you follow, but the way it's written. Rava Abba Kamishpat Ksivay. Now, Sayer Avaydis Kaychavim. The Sayer brings the Sayer. Kaidim the Sayer Nasi. This, the Sayer of the Nasi is before the Sayer, again. The Sayer of the Nasi that he brings by what? A regular chet. He doesn't bring it by the Sarah. But he does it, the Sayer Nasi, when the Nasi eats chayla, for example. He has a sayer that he has to bring. Then there's the sayer of the Avadis Kechavim that the Tzibor brings. By time. What is this? So what do we say? Sayer Avadis Kechavim is before the sayer of the Nasi. By Taima. Hi, Tzibor. Hi, Yachid. The Tzibor has the sayer. And the king, the melech, is only a yachid. Even though what we have over here is the melech, the covet of the melech, and the covet of the tzibor. Which one comes first?
Right.
Here it's telling us that the covet of the tzibor comes before the covet of the melech. Now, so of course the what we have reminiscent is the converse of Gemara and Rosh Yisrael. Who's the ones that are inside having the din first? Who are the ones outside? The melech is out first. So what's have is found the Taisa Yishonim over here should not tell it too also. Taisa Yishonim or the Taisa Rosh that we have over here became common to Rosh Yishonim. The melech v'tzibor melech nichlas tchila l'din. Why? Asam shayni kid of a time alav erachara. We have other reasons why it is like this. But in the dinam of Kedima for Karbonis, our Gemara is saying that the Tzibor comes first. Interesting is, the Yerushalmi argues on this point.
Go to that Gemara?
No. Doesn't say it. But the Yerushalmi says that if you have the covenant of a Tzibor, the covenant of the Melech, then the din is the Melech, because the covenant of Melech is the covenant of Tzibor. They're both derises. You see over here, covenant of Tzibor. Has a din of a deraisa, otherwise it would not even be, it wouldn't be the havamid. How could it be teicha kavod amelach? Kavod amelach is certainly a deraisa. But you see, it's going to be a deraisa. So by Nafal became, so we have Machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi, whether or not, which one comes kedima. I think maybe it's Machlekes also Yisra and Moshe Rabbeinu. So he said. So remember what Moshe Rabbeinu, Yisra says, how come you're sitting over here doing, judging them the entire day? The whole Tzibor is waiting in Mimatriachem. Moshe Rabbeinu did not hold of that. He held. Moshe was at a din melech. And he had kiddush kedushas melech. Moshe Rabbeinu held like the Rishalmi. Yisrael held like the Bavli. That was six. Something about it. Tziras Yachid. Well, Tanya, what do you mean? Didn't we learn the kevis of a yachid is before the goat, the female goat of a yachid? Rabbi Tandahi, Mar Savar Seira Adifa, Shekei, the reason is, Shri Sramsa, Eitzel, Abadis Kachavim, the yachid, Umar Savar Kimsa Adifa, the sheep is Vashkei, the Sramsa Baalyah. You bring the tail meat. It's part of the carbon. So shows which one has kedima because of that. Oimer. Now, we know that when you bring the carbon to Oimer on Pesach, you bring the kevis with it. Oimer kaidim le kevis habayimo. And shnei alechem is before, case kedima, before the kvasim, the chip, before the kibse atzeris, before the kvasim habayimimahem. Ta'klau, davar haba begin yai liyayim. It's kind of the davar haba begin lechem. The one that comes machmas the yayin is not that the it takes precedence over the one that comes only because of the gid lechem, because of the lechem that has to be brought together with the kvasim. Which means what? This is totally l'chaira, the machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Bananas. What did we have? Whether the kvasim are ma'akim
the lechem.
The Bananas holds that the kvasim are ma'akim the lechem. The lechem is not ma'akim the kvasim, which seems to say what is the ikar of the carbon? The kvasim. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva holds that the lechem is ma'akim the kvasim. The kvasim are not ma'akim the lechem. This Gemara would seem to indicate, like Rabbi Akiva, the ikar is the lechem that comes to begin yayin, not begin the kvasim. And that's the stira that we have from the Gemara Menachos on Daf Tesvav. The Gemara says, and like it says, that what is the matir of the lechem? What's mekadosh the lechem? What's mekadosh the lechem? It's the siras hakvasim, it's the shechitas hakvasim. Therefore, we have a machlokes, and this is the Rambam ben Raivit. The Rambam holds like Rabbi Akiva that the lechem is ma'akim the kvasim are not ma'akim the lechem. The Raivit argues, Kerenayra and Menachos comes and is, we have a charestira and Gemaras. The Gemara Menachos will tesvav with the Gemara over here. Whether we hold like Rabbi Akiva, we hold like like Bananas or not, and this is the things that we spoke about. We'll talk about why it's not a stira, why it's not really a stira in the Gemaras, but we don't have time for that now. We don't have that luxury now. But the Chayar Pashas is a stira, the Keranayar and Menachos. It's even on the edge of Kasha. And that's a problem, but this Gemara is a key Gemara in dealing with the Chayuvim of what the Mechayiv is by Shnei Alechem, what the Mechayiv is by Shnei Alechem. And whether or not it's the Chayim Chavis Hayyim or whether it's the Kvas, Kvikis Yatzaris.
Is the Kadima Ma'akim doing the wrong word
at Kvaris? No, that should not be Ma'akim. That Kvaris was not going to be, no. Ha'ish Kainim Le'isha. A man takes precedence over a woman, La'ahachayis. The same as life. La'ashim Avedim. No, Isha Kaidemis Leish, Luxus. If it's a question of Abdoyan, Lahaitse, Bibes Hashevi, or to take her out from a kidnapping, from a captivity, a hostage situation. You take the woman out before you take out the man. Mizbacha Shneyim, Aimdin, Bekalkala, Oish Kaidem Leisha. If they're both saying the Matzav of Kalkalu, Kalkala means that there's a threat always by the Isha of molestation. And let's say there would be such a thing by the man also. If you don't take him, you know that he's amongst people that they take him of Mishkan Zohar. So there, that case is also different. All right, I guess we have to stop over here. It's a shame we'll pick it up over here. Tomorrow we have to be about you.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.